Jolly good. Well, it's good to have you here. I'm Nick Olson. I'm the Police and Crime Commissioner for Essex. And remind me who you are.
I'm Evangeline Foster and I'm part of the Youth Forum.
Yep.
I'm Abby Bork and I'm also part of the Youth Forum.
And where are you both from, just so I can remind you?
I'm from Loughton.
Yep.
And I'm from Chelsea.
That's great.
So now we've actually made the film, what have you learned and what would you like to happen next?
I think I've learned a huge amount. I mean, there's a lot in the film and I'm still digesting it, really. We've seen it once. But there was a lot of variety, which I really liked. A lot of optimism, but a lot of concern too. And several things in there did worry me about how confident people felt about some of the things that are going on, about crime, about people's confidence in the police. And I think we need to listen to those messages a lot. And I'm going to try and make sure that, you know, all of those who are responsible for thinking about youth provision of youth services in Essex and also the police, you know, listen to those voices. This is all about listening to young people. So that's what I think we've learned. And I think there's lots to do, but we can talk more about that perhaps.
Do you think the police are doing enough work with young people?
I think that's a really challenging question. And I think at the moment, the honest answer would be no, probably not enough. And in saying that, I'm not necessarily being critical about Essex Police. I think there are a lot of priorities, there's been a lot of change, there are a lot of things for the police to get their heads around, really, at the moment, and a lot of things to respond to. But I think that they could be doing a little more. Unless we get it right with our young people, I think we're going to get it wrong long-term, aren't we? Because if we get it right with young people, then we'll get it right forever. But I think if you look at most criminals, you know, they start their journeys into crime often when they are young people. And starting to prevent that is really important. It's one of our key objectives in the Police and Crime Plan. You know, another objective in the Police and Crime Plan is about crime prevention. And so helping young people have their own strategies for keeping themselves safe. You know, policing is about keeping our communities safe. Young people form a really important part of those communities. So I think, you know, both making the film, you know, the fact that you're prepared to get involved and help make the film, which was so important, really important for me, shows, you know, your willingness to take those steps, to get involved in thinking about these issues. They'll go straight to the heart of crime prevention. I think they also go to the heart of, you know, making our own local communities safer. You know, some of the challenges you face in Loughton will be different from the challenges in other parts of Essex. You know, there are communities in Essex that are very different from the communities in Chelmsford and Loughton. I think we need to make sure that young people there really do, you know, to have equal opportunities, really, to get or opportunities that are the right for them, both in terms of the provision of youth services. And you look at some things that came across from the film. You know, there's not enough provision of services. I'm not saying it all has to be the council, but there, you know, we give out money. We give out money from this office, and the film will help me work out how to target that money to the interventions that will make, you know, the most difference for young people. Another one of the messages I got from the film was, you know, too much of it's kind of sport related. It's okay if you play football, but you know, if you don't play football, then you know, what is there? So more variety, more equal provision, and more provision that's really takes account of what you're interested in.
And how do you think young people can get more involved with helping to introduce safety in Essex?
Well, you've already taken those first big steps, actually, and thank you for doing that. You know, just being prepared to come along and engage with us and talk with us about some of the challenges, sharing with those who are responsible for your safety, sharing with them, sharing with those who are responsible for your safety, your thoughts about where the risks are, your appreciation of that risk, your feedback on what's making a difference for you now and where you think those gaps are. You know, there are lots of ways for getting engaged and making that difference. I think we need to take forward the forum that we've already set up. I mean, that first day was a brilliant day. There was a terrific amount to learn from that. We need to build on that. You've made the film. What comes next? You know, should we be making another film? Should we be focusing on some of those areas of real concern to young people? You know, we heard about them in the films. You know, there's some that had a real in the film. Some of them had a real impact with me. Can we target, you know, another film? Perhaps, you know, it seems such a good fun making it, apart from anything else. But also seeing the talent. I mean, it was really interesting to see, you know, it coming together in a very professional way. Using that same medium, perhaps, or perhaps there's a different medium that we should be using. So all of that thinking, how to do it, the key messages, And then also perhaps helping the police as they develop their strategy for working with young people, helping them shape that strategy, but then also on a day-by-day basis, making sure the police stay engaged with young people and listen to those voices. It's the listening that the, you know, that I took away so much from that. You know, that that key thought that, you know, young people are often talked to, but are they actually listened to enough?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Really good. Thank you very much for taking the trouble. What do we reckon?